36 teams have hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, symbolizing the NFL championship since Glenn Blackwood started for the Miami Dolphins in Super Bowl 19. The strong safety out of Texas started both Super Bowls 17 and 19 for Don Shula's Dolphins. They dropped both those games to the Redskins and 49ers, respectively. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. This is a program you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web at the all-new look, WWIB.com. To download the show, you can podcast it, you can listen to it, and you can help support it with a tax-deductible gift right there quickly, safely, and securely. Again, the World Wide Web address is WWIB.com. Glenn Blackwood never left South Florida after his stint with the Dolphins in 63, still on the job and very active. And we catch up with him today. He had 29 interceptions in 10 NFL seasons, all with the Miami Dolphins. Glenn, welcome to the show. We just got through with Super Bowl 55, Tampa beating Kansas City. Can you believe it's been 36 years since you played in the Super Bowl?
I wished you wouldn't remind me of that. It makes me realize how old I am.
I'm still older. You're 63, and I'm going on 66. Well, tell us where life has taken you in these 30-plus years since you were in the NFL.
Well, I was real fortunate in that when I was in my early years in the NFL, I just had the opportunity to observe some different things going on with veterans that had played a long time and had done, you know, extremely well, or Hall of Fame type players. And I watched them at the end of their career. One in particular, I won't name him, but I just observed these guys, and this one in particular, just as he got to the end of his career, it was kind of ugly to watch. You know, he was trying to hang on for another year, and the team was, you know, thinking they wanted to go a different direction, and it just got kind of bad. And I thought, wow, if they did that to that guy, and this guy had won a couple of Super Bowls, actually, you know, a number of Super Bowls with the team, and I thought, if they did that to him, what are they going to do to me? And so I just began realizing that football, the game of football in the NFL, is a business, and it's no different than any other business. I hate putting it this way, but it's just a fact. It's like you're a piece of furniture when you're a player, and when you get worn out, they stick you on the curb and, you know, get somebody to come haul you off. And that's about the way that we felt, especially back then. You didn't have near the salaries nor the benefits that they have today. So it was tough, and so you had to prepare. And I, fortunately, when I watched that with that guy, I started going back to school, studying business, worked in an investment banking firm in the off seasons for 3 years, and then transitioned into the financial services business when I got out of the NFL, and built a business up and sold it, and built it back up and sold it again, and I'm still doing it today, working with banks and financial institutions, doing some consulting.
Okay. Did you maintain any connection with football at all after you retired?
Not much. You know, you kind of either stick in it, or you just divorce yourself from it, in the sense that it's look, the hard reality is that you're booted out. When you're booted out the door, you leave the fraternity, and it's hard. It's hard. You know, you're used to going out and playing in front of 80,000 people and having, you know, everything done for you, and then all of a sudden you got to do for yourself, and nobody returns your phone calls, and so it's a very difficult time, that transition time for players in the NFL. And fortunately, you know, I was, as I mentioned earlier, I was able to transition okay. A lot of guys don't, because it's, you know, they're so young when they come in, they haven't built up a lot of skills that help them after the game of football. But you know, and then there are some that are just spectacular. They become great businessmen. So it's kind of all across the board.
Sure. All right, Glenn Blackwood, who played in a couple of Super Bowls for Don Shula and the Dolphins, going back over 30 years. I think we'll relive those moments. Both Super Bowls are played out in California against the Skins and the 49ers, Joe Montana, Bill Walsh, and the 49ers. So, Glenn, let's just see if we can get you back our next show, and we'll turn back the clock to those Super Bowls, all right?
Okay.
All right, very good. Glenn Blackwood on Sports and Commentary today.